Philadelphia. A perfect night for baseball as the New York Mets take on the Philadelphia Phillies for the first time here at Connie Mack Stadium. And now the Phillies going out in the field. And we'll have a rundown of the lineup for you. As the umpires now have broken away from home plate, manager Casey Stengel talking to Jack O'Connor and going towards the dugout. And Gene Mock, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, already in the dugout. For the Philadelphia Phillies, they will lead off with Tony Taylor playing at second base. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Right off.
One base hit already. A bouncing ball that goes through into left field, through the hall. Rounding at second base, Jim Hickman. The ball is juggled by Covington, but Hickman holds at second. And now the Mets with two straight hits have runners at first and second base, and the batter coming on now, Charlie Neal. Solly Hemus, Neal looking down there for the sign. At first base, Cookie Lavagetto. Jim Hickman with a short lead at second. And the first pitch to Neal is fouled away as he attempts to bunt the ball. Actually, he was not bunting for the sacrifice, trying to push the ball down towards the second base side. And that way, moving the runner over to third base and possibly getting a base hit right along with the attempt. One strike count on Johnny Neal. Jim Owens, the right-hander, with a 1-1 record, and he's to the plate with a pitch that's high, ball one. One ball and one strike. No one out, runners at first and second for the New York Mets. Mets and Phillies, in previous engagements, all even at two wins apiece. Don Demeter moving in now, looking for a possible bunt. Neal squares around, but the pitch is high. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. The Phillies bring a record of 9 wins and 9 losses into tonight's ballgame. They are in fifth place in the National League standing, 6.5 games behind the San Francisco Giants. The 2-1 pitch by Owens. High, ball three. Three balls and one strike. So Jim Owens asking for the ball as the catcher Dalrymple comes out towards the pitcher's mound. Only a pitch away from loading them up. The on-deck batter, Frank Thomas. No score. The Mets are threatening in the top of the first. Runners at first and second base. One pitch as the runner's goal is hit on the ground to the second baseman. He is up with it, throws over to first to get Johnny Neal. But on the play, the runners move up. So Johnny Neal accomplishes the purpose of moving the runners up by hitting behind on the hit and run play. And now with one man out, Frank Thomas comes in. The big man in the New York Mets lineup. He has 7 home runs, only one behind the league leader. He has driven in 11 runs. He's batting .318. Infield playing back. They're going to give up the run. Hickman at third base. At second base, Johnny Neal. First pitch to Thomas. Down low. Ball one. Shortstop in the hall, and the third baseman Don Demeter against the line deep at third. Outfield not shifted quite as much, but still shifted to the left. Change of pace and deep to left field.
He's a right-handed batter, likes to
16 and one-third innings, giving up 26 hits, 16 runs, all earned. He's walked five and struck out seven. A record of one win and three losses. The 1-1 pitch, just outside, ball two. One ball and two strikes. Defensively for the Mets in the infield, Hodges at first, the second base, Charlie Neal, the shortstop, Felix Mancini, and the third base, Don Zimmer. Catching, Sammy Taylor. In the outfield, Frank Thomas in left, Jim Hickman in center field, and Gus Bell in right. The 2-1 pitch, low, ball three. Three balls and one strike on Tony Taylor. Pitch to Taylor. Called strike two and Taylor takes it. And the count goes full. The on-deck batter, Ted Savage, with the Mets holding a 3-0 lead. Roger Craig with the full count pitch. Outside, ball four. So Tony Taylor leading off for the Phillies draws a walk. That brings up Ted Savage. Savage, a right-handed batter, is being pressed in the service due to the fact that their top man, Tony Gonzalez, is out with a bad back. Savage, a fine young rookie, has no home runs and three runs batted in, batting 172. Savage was the most valuable player in the International League last year. Played only 2 years of professional ball. First pitch to him by Craig is low, ball one. Gene Mock, the third base coach, he's one of the few managers coaching from the lines. Giving the sign to the batter. Next pitch to Savage, down just too low, ball two. Now time called as Savage asked the umpire, the home plate umpire, Chris Pellicrudas, to look at the ball. He does and keeps it in the game, and Gil Hodges now comes in to talk to Roger Craig in the mound. The dimension is down the left field line, 334 feet. The center field is a big center field, 447 feet away. Right field, 329, but a high fence extending all the way around from the right field foul pole to the deep center field area. So it's a big belt to right field for anyone for the home run. Left field a little easier. A lot of nostalgia in this ballpark. Many home runs pointed out, hit by famous people. Now set to go, and the 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. So Roger Craig, working with a three-run lead, walks his first man, now falls behind. Three balls and no strike. Sherman Jones up in the New York Met bullpen. So in the first inning of this ball game, action in both bullpens. 3-0 pitch, call the strike. Roger Craig now, three balls and one strike to Ted Savage. Craig, 3-1, and the ball is hit. He's in center field. This is a long way to center. He's in the track there, but he can't get it. with a 2-0 count to Johnny Callison. And the pitch is lying in the center field, a base hit. Callison rounding at first base, holds there. Hickman comes up with the ball and throws it in. So Craig now with a runner at first base to score 3-2 in his favor. And still no one out.
strike. Infield moving back. Jones looking now. Gets his sign from Sammy Taylor, the catcher. Has the full windup going for him, and the pitch to the plate. Line down to the plate. 1. 4-3 game in favor of Philadelphia after the New York Mets jumped out to a 3-run lead in the top of the first. The Phillies have bounced back and picked up 4. Well, in the previous series between these two teams, a lot of runs scored, and it looks as though we're going to have the same formula right here tonight. the play to the second baseman, Tony Taylor, but he got his man there as Sammy Taylor was all the way down the line, and the relay to first base was in time to get down for out number two. And now Gene Mock out talking once again to his pitcher, Jim Owens, who's had trouble with his arm. Dallas Green still throwing easily in the bullpen for the Philadelphia Phillies. McKenzie sits down in the bullpen, and Sherman Jones will bat for himself. 4-3 game in favor of the Phillies. Two men out in the top of the second. Big Dallas Green throwing in the bullpen for the Phillies, and the first pitch to Jones, a left-handed batter, is ball one, down two low. Jones, a catcher one time in his early baseball career. A good hitting pitcher. Swing and a foul down in the dirt, strike one. One ball and one strike. Ballparks in baseball, and So the count remains at 1-2. They have some billboards on top of a double-deck left field stand. And it was always a big blow to hit the ball all the way out of the ballpark. They tell me they can hit him over the billboards now. Bouncy ball down towards the first base side. Hodges coming in, fields it, throws to Jones covering at first base. And they get Jim Owens for out number one. That'll bring up Tony Taylor. Also a new innovation here at the ballpark, a new scoreboard out of right center field that extends about 30 feet higher than the old one they had here in the ballpark. And this one all electrical, a very good one. Strange thing about this ballpark, Mellott never hit a home run in as many as he hit and as great as he was. Of course, he played many of his games in Baker Bowl. Tony Taylor, an attempted abundant foul back in the screen, strike one. And a throw back to Jones is thrown away by the umpire, Chris Pelakudas, and Jocko Conlon gets Mary Chase after the ball. Jocko was quite a ball player in the Major League. Still moves pretty good, doesn't he, Lindsay?
Yes, he does, and he moves often, too. Jocko likes to keep moving around out there.
One strike count on Tony Taylor. He walked in the first inning, so his average still the same at 229. Next pitch is inside, a ball. One ball, one strike. Four to three game, Philadelphia. Jones back, a lineup, but hit in the air to center field. Jim Hickman moving towards his left, moves in and makes a catch. So two up and two down here in the bottom half of the second inning. Fells leading 4-3, and the batter is Ted Savage, and Ted had a home run at Mayhew. First Major League home run in the first inning with a man on. And he gets a good hand right here. Right-handed batter, and he really hit it. About 450 feet to center field. First pitch by Jones, a called strike. Strike one.
WGY, 810 on your dial.
Station for music and sports. The temperature, 71 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy here at County Mac Stadium in Philadelphia, where the New York Mets are meeting the Philadelphia Phillies in the first game of a four-game series. There'll be a single game tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on the air at 1:30, game time 1:35, and then a doubleheader on Sunday. A twin bill on Sunday right here at County Mac Stadium. Now the screen has completed his warm-ups now. Situation, nobody out. Felix Mantilla, the base runner at first. Jim Hickman, the base runner at third for the Mets. Charlie Neal is the batter, batting number three in the batting order. Grounded out second to first in the first inning, but runners were on first and second on a hit and run. He took the ball to the right side. Here's a swing and a drive going out into center field. Savage over. Houston getting the tag up at third and coming on after the catch. It's Jim Hickman, and the score is tied. A great catch by Savage out in center field. Got as close as he could get to the left. His feet diving, pulled it up for the out, but Hickman tagged up and scored easily as the relay came out into second base. There was no advance by Mantilla, so the score is tied 4-4. On the line drive into center field, scored as a sacrifice for Charlie Neal and give him a run batted in. So Jim Hickman has two hits and has scored twice tonight. Score tied here, the Phillies 4 and the Mets 4, and Frank Thomas is at the plate. He had a home run in the first inning. Number 8 this season for him to put him in a tie for the Major League lead. Swing and a miss. Now it took a healthy cut at that. Dallas Green, a big right-hander, working for the Philadelphia Phillies. Pitch is outside. One ball and one strike to Frank Thomas, who reaches down, gets a handful of dirt. Now moves back into batting position. Thomas right up there on that plate in his favorite stand. His pitch, he checked it that time. Took it low for ball two. It's 2-1. The umpire behind the plate is Chris Pelikoutis. Frank Walsh is at first base. Jocko Conlon's at second, and Ken Burkhardt around at third. Frank Torrey holding Mantilla on at first base. That pitch is low and away. It's out to 3-1 now on Frank Thomas with Gil Hodges in the on-deck circle. The New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Takes his lead at first base. Here's the pitch to Thomas. He's running. Hit and run. The pitch is low. The throw to the second base. Taylor has it. And he walking as the pitch was outside. So there are runners at first and second. Had him running on 3-1, and Dalrymple fired on through, but the call at the plate was low, and so Thomas goes to first. Here's a pitch to Hodges, way inside. Moved it back. Played Dalrymple, the catcher, had to set it. The count to Hodges is 1-1 as he is looking down to Solly Hemus, the coach at third for the New York Mets. Mantilla is the base runner at second. Frank Thomas the base runner at first. One man out. Green is into the stretch position. Here's the pitch. It's out. It's in there for a called strike. In there for a called strike to Gil Hodges. One ball and two strikes to count now. And Gus Bell is in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Philadelphia Phillies started the night with a record of 9 victories and 9 losses in National League play this season. Percentage of an even 500. That pitch misses low. 2-2 now to Hodges. The New York Mets started the night with a record of 3 victories and 14 losses. Two of those 3 victories over the Philadelphia Phillies. stepping back in with a count of two balls and two strikes. Outside, low and away. So it's out full now, 3-2 with one man out. Now just looking down to Solly Hemus, the coach at third. Tia takes his lead at second. Frank Thomas takes his lead at first. Dallas Green is looking in to get the sign from catcher Clay Dalrymple. He has it now. Goes into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. They were not running. Count holds at 3-2. So again, Hodges is looking down to Hemus to coach at third. The score is tied here. The Philadelphia Phillies 4 and the New York Mets 4. Green shakes off a couple of times. Now he's set. They're running. This one is fouled off and out of play. So on 3-2 and one man out. Casey Stengel had him going on that pitch. Thomas returns to the bag at first. Mantia to second. He's a starting pitcher now in the ballgame. We're in the top half of the third inning. Gilagia steps back in there now. Green getting the sign. Runners leading at first and second. Green's into the stretch. Tony Taylor fakes over toward the bag at second. There's no play there, but Green stepped off the rubber. Now Torrey takes a couple of steps over toward the bag at first. No play there. And we're getting set up once again as Hodges, who had stepped out, comes back into the batter's box. It's a 3-2 pitch. That's a fly ball going to right field. Moving over Johnny Callison. Mantia is tagged up at second. Callison makes the catch. Mantia goes to third. No play on him as the relay is cut off at second base. So there are two men out running at first and third now. Gil Hodges flying out to right field with Mantia tagging up at second, moving on to third after the catch of the ball. And here is left-hand batter Gus Bell coming up. Grounded out pitch at the first in the first inning. Nothing for one tonight. Gus Bell is batting number six in manager Casey Stengel's batting order for the New York Mets.
Second inning off Jim Owens. He's a left-hand batter.
Name of the New York Mets from the Chicago Cubs. Originally was signed by the Milwaukee Braves as a bonus player. It's Woodruff, South Carolina. So with two men out, Dallas Green is in a bases loaded situation here. Into the windup and the pitch. Taken in there for a called strike one. Dallas Green working straight away in with a windup. Bases loaded. Mantilla at third. Thomas at second. Bell at first. Ken Green is into the windup. And the pitch to Taylor. He is taken outside for ball one. It's 1-1. Bobby Jean Smith, who went to the Cubs in that deal. Here's a swing and a high hopping ground ball to the right side. The pitcher, Dallas Green, has it and tags Taylor out on the baseline. Taylor trying to elude him, but he gets tagged out on the baseline about halfway down to first base. And so the New York Mets are out in the top half of the third inning, getting one run on two hits. There were no errors and three men left on base. So at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play at Johnny Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, the score is the New York Mets 4 and the Philadelphia Phillies 4. Coming up now, jazz, smooth, suave, and sweet. Listen.
My beer is Rhino, that's my beer. Think of Rhino whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try it?
People everywhere sing out, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. And dry tells you why. Yes, sir, dry tells you Rheingold has a crisp, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy it along with the ballgame. Going out of the bottom half of the third inning with the score tied 4-4. And the Philadelphia Phillies will send up Johnny Callison, Wes Covington, and Clay Dalrymple batting in the batting order, number 3, number 4, and number 5. Jim Owens and Roger Craig, the starting pitchers, now out of the ballgame and both off the hook as the score is tied 4-4. So, Sherman Jones, Dallas Green are now the pitchers of record. Callison in the batter's box. Here is the pitch. In there for a tall strike one. Johnny Callison had a sharp single in the first inning. Left-hand batter. Came to the Philadelphia Phillies from the Chicago White Sox. That pitch is low and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Looking in to get the sign. A swing and a ground ball to Gil Hodges. He puts it away, picks it up close to first, and he takes it for his base. It is scored as an error on Gil Hodges at first base. It is scored as an error. It was a ground ball. As he stooped the field in, he booted away a few steps and chased it up and picked it up with his bare hand and threw to Sherman Jones almost in time, but not quite. So the score does an error as the Phillies have a runner at first, nobody out. Left hand batter Wes Covington is at the plate. Here's the pitch to Covington. It's in the dirt, blocked by Taylor, keeps it out in front of him. There's no advance. Sherman Jones had two wild pitches in the first inning. A run scoring. Covington walked in the first inning off Roger Craig. out in time as Johnny Callison gets back safely. Johnny Callison scampered back to the bag at first. Callison was almost all the way down to second. Jim Hickman had come over on the ball himself, but Bell followed it back in the warning track and then came up a few steps to take it on the grass. Finally, one away, no advance. Clay Dalrymple is coming up. He's the catcher. He singles, driving a run in the first inning. He has been ripping the baseball for the Phillies since the very start of the season. With a batting average of 354, including two home runs, 12 runs batted in. Pitch it down low, and he's batted in one tonight, so he has 13 runs batted in for the season. The Phillies four and the Mets four in the bottom half of the third inning. Outside, ball two, 2-0. Roger Craig was the start of the Mets tonight. He opened up by walking Tony Taylor. Then Ted Savage hit a 3-1 pitch into the upper deck for a home run. A tremendous wallop, his first major league home run. That gave the Phillies two runs. And John Callison single. Wes Covington walked, and at that point, manager Casey single removed Craig and brought Sherman Jones on. Craig, normally a fine control pitcher, is having trouble with his control. As the drive going to center field, Jim Hickman heading over towards the scoreboard. He's back as far as he can go. He's going to play it off the wall. This is the wall. Well, that is coming in. Play down on the ball. He played a third. Now the relay comes in. He holds on to third base. A wall across the scoreboard. And Hickman actually had to run it down. Actually hit up on the scoreboard. Johnny Callison had scored. Clay Dalrymple went all the way to third, gets a run batted in, and the Philadelphia Phillies run and got in front by a score of 5-4.
That ball bounced high in the air after it hit the scoreboard. Evidently, it hit a ledge out there and went high up in the air, and Hickman had no chance to make the play any faster.
Right here, Don Demeter to play. Rangy right-hand hitter. Sherman Jones works for the windup. Swing and a miss. Strike one. There's one man out for the Phillies, batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. The Phillies having taken the lead by a score of 5-4. Again, Sherman Jones dips into the windup. Here's the pitch high and away. It's 1-1. Clay Dalrymple, the base runner, third, is 2-for-2 tonight, and he has batted in two runs. Up and the pitch. Swung on, has a fly ball to center field. Judge Bell is coming over now, and he takes it, tagged up at Dalrymple. He draws the throw but does not come in, as Bell winks it all the way in to Taylor at the plate. He was in right center. Hickman, who was shaded over toward left on the right hand batter, started over, and then Judge Bell cut over and called for it. So there's two men out, one is still at third, and Frank Torrey is coming up to score that. Lot of right. Frank Torrey's a left-hand batter. Right out to right field in the first inning. The run scored by the Philadelphia Phillies here in the bottom half of the third is unearned. There's a drive going into center, but Jim Hickman is back there, and he hauls it down for the out. So Torrey has flied out to center, and in the bottom half of the third inning, the Philadelphia Phillies got one run on one hit. There was one error and one man left. And so at the end of three full innings of play, the score is the Philadelphia Phillies 5 and the New York Mets 4. Now let's take a look at scores first in the National League. The Houston Colt 45s are at Milwaukee tonight. Houston failed to score in the top half of the first inning. Milwaukee is coming to bat now in the bottom of the first. Al Woodishek is going for Houston, and Bob Henley is going for Milwaukee. In Pittsburgh, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Los Angeles Dodgers. They have completed 3 1/2 innings of play, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are leading by a score of 2-0. They got those two in the bottom half of the first inning. John Podbury is pitching for Los Angeles, and Bob Friend is pitching for Pittsburgh. This afternoon, San Francisco Giants defeated the Chicago Cubs 11-6. For San Francisco, 11 runs on 14 hits and no errors. For Chicago, 6 runs on 12 hits and 1 error. Billy Pierce was the winning pitcher. Dick Ellsworth was the loser. Orlando Cepeda homered in the second with nobody on for the Giants. His 8th home run of the season. And Williams homered in the first with nobody on for the Cubs. Tonight in Cincinnati, at the end of 2 innings, the Reds lead the Cardinals 1-0. Larry Jackson for the Cards, Jim O'Toole for Cincinnati. Robinson homered in the second with nobody on for the Cincinnati Reds to account for their one run. That's the way things are going in the National. We'll check the American in a moment. Right now, Don Zimmer is stepping into the batter's box for the New York Mets in the top half of the fourth as the Mets trail by one run. Dallas Green, a big right-hander, is the pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's under the windup, and the pitch to Don Zimmer is tight, rocks him back, and it's ball one. Zimmer has had a hard time at the plate since the start of the season. Was held out for a few games and was put back into the batting order tonight. He hit into a double play on a hit and run in the second inning. Hard smash, but right at the shortstop. Here's one right at Dallas Green. He knocks it down, picks it up, plays over the first in time, and he's out. Well, Zimmer has hit the ball well on two occasions. Once at the shortstop and once right there back at Dallas Green, who knocked it down, then picked it up and made the play. One away, and pitcher Sherman Jones. Two up here now. He's been up one time, and he grounded out short first. He's a left-hand batter. In the American League this afternoon, the Minnesota Twins defeated the Detroit Tigers 4-2. As Ponikowski was the winner and Klein was the loser. Tonight in Boston at the end of 3 1/2 innings, the Chicago White Sox 4 and the Boston Red Sox nothing. Ray Herbert for Chicago. Don Schwall started for Boston. And Fornelius at a homer. The Fornelius relieved him in the fourth inning. Camilo Carrion homered for the White Sox in the fourth inning with two men on to account for those three runs. Baltimore is at Los Angeles tonight. Here's a pitch to Jones down low for a ball. No score, of course, on the game yet on the coast. And Cleveland is at Kansas City. No score yet on that one. So that's the way things are going elsewhere in the major leagues. As right here, the Phillies lead the Mets by a score of 5-4. Sherman Jones is at the plate. Dallas Green's pitch is swung on and fouled off. 1-1 to count. Green is looking in to get the sign from catcher Clay Dalrymple. It now is into the windup, and here's the pitch to Jones. Swung on, and a looper is going out into left field, dropping in for a base hit. Opposite field base hit for Sherman Jones. Up with it is Covington. Fires it back in, turning and holding it first. He's Sherman Jones with a single to left. And that is the first hit that the Mets have off Dallas Green since he relieved Jim Owens in the third inning. Coming up now is Jim Hickman, the rangy center fielder, 24 years old, from Henning, Tennessee. Played with Portland last year. The property is then of the St. Louis Cardinals. He has been up twice tonight. He has two hits and he has scored two runs. Sherman Jones takes his lead at first. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a call strike to Jim Hickman. Sherman Jones not using a jacket. Doesn't need one here tonight. Extremely pleasant night for baseball at County Mac Stadium in Philadelphia. Strike two. As Hickman took his cut that time. He steps back out of the batter's box now. Goes through it. Of calisthenics and comes back in. He has a strike two count. There's one man out. Mets have the potential tying run on at first base. Sidearmed him low. It is 1-2. Mets and the Phillies play here tomorrow afternoon in a single game and a big doubleheader on Sunday. Ball and two strikes to count to Jim Hickman at the plate. Here's the pitch. Taken taken outside for ball two. It's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes to Jim Hickman. Sherman Jones takes his lead at first. As Dallas Green has the sign now, checks and deals. And the check swing ground ball to shortstop. Amaro up with it. Plays over to second to Tony Taylor for the force. No play on Hickman as he had forced. Sherman Jones at second. It was a check swing slow roller to shortstop. Ruben Amaro came over, fielded it, made the toss to Tony Taylor. There was no relay to first. And Hickman has forced Jones. Two men out, runner at first, and now Felix Mantilla at the plate. Mantilla is 2-for-2 tonight, and he has scored one run himself. Manager Casey singled tonight. Moved Mantilla over to short, put Zimmer back at third, and took Elio Chacon out of the lineup. Swing and a miss by Mantilla at the plate. It's strike one. Mantilla now steps back into the batter's box. Ted Savage coming out fast. Can he get there? He can. I think he can catch on the dead run. For the out. That retires the side. Ted Savage making the long run in on the short fly ball. That makes the catch on the dead run. And in the top half of the fourth inning, New York Mets got no run on one hit, no errors, and it was one man left. So at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, the score is Philadelphia to lead 5 and the New York Mets 4. But you know, Ralph Kiner, it's really great to be back in New York with National League Baseball.
Well, you're certainly right there, Lindsay. You know, New York has so much to see and do that it's impossible to run out of fun. And it seems like wherever you find fun in New York, you always find plenty of cool, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry.
Well, sure, and that's because Rheingold has a taste that just naturally seems to go with good times. A flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way. Brewed extra dry to be extra refreshing. Any wonder it's the choice of millions everywhere? We're going now to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And the Philadelphia Phillies will send up Ruben Amaro, Dallas Green, and Tony Taylor. Felix Mantilla comes in from shortstop to have a word with Sherman Jones. Ruben Amaro is standing loosely in the batter's box, waiting for proceedings to resume here at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Amaro is a right-hand batter. Sherman Jones with the pitch, and it's low for ball one. Zip at third base.
He took a bad hop just as it got to him, and he gloved it with one hand and then fired on over to first base to Gil Hodges in time. So Ruben Amaro has grounded out. Third to first, there is one away, and pitcher Dallas Green is coming up. It's up to right now. Cameron Jones with the windup and the pitch to Green. It's in there for a call. Strike one. Peanut Lowry coaching at first. And Gene Moss, the manager, running the club from the line to third for the Philadelphia Phillies. Pitch to Green. In there for a call. Strike. Strike two count. As Ralph Kiner pointed out, Dallas Green is reputed to be a good hitting pitcher. Pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Despite the fact that he is a right-hand batter, he is a right-hand pitcher, he bats left. At one time was a catcher. So was Sherman Jones out there on the mound right now for the New York Mets. This is drive going to center field for a base hit for Dallas Green. Jim Hickman one-handed, fires it back in, and Dallas Green takes a wide turn and holds it first base with a solid single into center. Now time is called as the jacket is taken down to Dallas Green. He wants to slip it on here. Man in the batting order, Tony Taylor. He walks and he flies to center. There is one man on the runner at first. Pitch is low for ball one. Gil Hodges is not trying to hold Green on at first, playing behind the runner in his defensive position there.
Station in Schenectady, WGY 810 on your dial.
Ed Savage at the plate. Had a two-run homer in the first inning. He flied to left in the second inning. Pitch goes high. It's ball one. Philadelphia Phillies have runners at first and second. One man out. They lead by a score of 5-4.
off the rubber. Gil Hodges, the first baseman. Had Tony Taylor, the base runner, at first, moving back toward the bag. Swinging a foul ball off the bat of Savage. It's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. Savage had a tremendous spring during the exhibition season. Stepped out of the batter's box. In turn, Sherman Jones. Now he stepped off the rubber. Savage is back in, wearing the big number 7 on his back. Sherman Jones stepped back off the rubber. Did not throw. He bluffed to throw, but did not throw the ball. And of course, as usual, the cry of ball flows up all over the ballpark. Situation. Runners at first and second. One man out. A count of one ball and one strike to Ted Savage at the plate. Right hand to Sherman Jones. Deals. In there. Pacall. Strike two. It's 1-2. Bottom half of the fourth inning at Johnny Mac Stadium in Philadelphia. Jones looking in to get the sign to catcher Sammy Taylor. He has it now. Pitch misses low and away. Outside it's 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. Ted Savage, you pound the plate a couple of times. Then straightens up as Sherman Jones takes a little walk around over to the rosin bag. Now comes back to assume the pitching position. On the rubber, he's looking in to get the sign. Sammy Taylor, runners leading at first and second. He's into the stretch. The pitch is on the way. In there for a call, strike three. Struck him out. Sherman Jones achieves his first strikeout of the evening. Two men out. Runners holding at first and second, and Johnny Callison coming up. Single sharply to left center field in the first inning. It was on Gil Hodges' error in the third inning. The only error of the ballgame thus far. Callison has just bet baseball against the New York Mets this season. Jones for the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. A strike one. One count to Callison. Left hand batter. Runners lead at first and second. Here's the pitch. Height. 1-1. Four runs in the bottom half of the first inning. Woody Schick started for Houston.
Houston, but Bob Bruce relieved him in the first inning. Bob Henley is going for Milwaukee. The end of four innings of play in Pittsburgh. It's the Pirates 2, the Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. Padres against Bob Friend. This afternoon, the San Francisco Giants kept right on rolling, defeating the Chicago Cubs 11-6. Billy Pierce the winner, Dick Ellsworth the loser. Orlando Cepeda hit his eighth homer of the season in the second with nobody on. Williams homer for the Chicago Cubs. Tonight in Cincinnati at the end of three innings, it's the Cincinnati Reds 2 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Larry Jackson against Jim O'Toole. Robinson and Cardenas have homered for the Cincinnati Reds. In the American League, the Minnesota Twins defeated the Detroit Tigers 4-2 this afternoon. Bonikowski the winner and Klein the loser. Tonight in Boston, at the end of four and a half innings of play, the Chicago White Sox 4, the Boston Red Sox nothing. Herbert to Chicago, Schwall started for Boston, Cornelius in the fourth, carry on, homered in the fourth with two on. Baltimore's on the coast tonight against the Los Angeles Angels, no score there. Cleveland is in Kansas, Charlie Neal is at the plate to lead off of the Mets in the top half of the fifth inning. Right-hand batter, nothing but one officially tonight. Dallas Green lines and fires, there's a fly ball to right field. John Callison comes in, takes it for the out. Neal hopped on the first ball pitched by right-handed Dallas Green. Slide out to right, one away, and Frank Thomas is coming up. He had a home run, a big three-run homer in the top half of the first inning. His eighth homer of the season to put him into a tie for the major league lead in the homer department. He walked in the third. He's one for one officially tonight. Thomas is the base runner at first.
is the time of year when everybody's trying to guess who will win the National League flag, and it seems like nobody ever agrees.
People pick different teams for different reasons. But when it comes to selecting New York's favorite beer, well, millions agree.
It's Rheingold Extra Dry. And the reason? Because Rheingold has a flavor all its own, and dry tells you why. Two little words, extra dry, tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's crisp and bright and clean, clear through. Brewed extra dry to be extra refreshing. So why don't you stock in and supply a refreshing Rheingold and enjoy a glass along with the game? Soon you'll find yourself joining the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer.
Phillies will send up Wes Covington, Clay Dalrymple, and Don Demeter. Sherman Jones, the pitcher for the Mets, he came on in relief of Roger Craig in the first inning. Craig faced four batters and retired no one when he was relieved. Wes Covington, left-hand batter, waits for the first pitch, swings and misses, strike one. Walked in the first inning. He flied to right in the third. Sherman Jones under the windup. Pitch swung out and missed. Strike two. Covington steps back out of the batter's box.
Grass on Demeter. That pitch is high and away. Two balls and one strike.
shortstop Felix Mantilla shaded around toward the hole. Don Dimeter playing a deep and serious. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and foul back onto the screen. It's 2-2.
Boucher is coming up out of the dugout. Boucher is going to hit for Sherman Jones.
out now to bat for the pitcher, Sherman Jones. Roadblock did a good job in 5 innings. He allowed 1 run, gave up just 3 hits. He walked 1. Struck out 2, and they were 2 big ones in the 4th inning with 2 on when he got Savage and Callison. Ed Boucher batting against right-hander Dallas Green with Don Zimmer on 6. Pitch on the way, a foul ball. No play. Boucher batting at 308. It has hit 3 homers and knocked 8 runs in. It bounds out of the catcher's mitt, bounds toward the dugout. Don Zimmer around third, and he slams on the break as Dalrymple fires to Dallas Green, the pitcher at the plate covering. May have been a mix-up on the signs between Dallas Green and Clay Dalrymple. Ball seems to pop out of the mitt of Dalrymple, and it caromed all the way over toward the New York Mets dugout behind the first baseline. Tying run is now 90 feet away at third. Phillies bring the left side of the infield up and the right side of the infield playing at halfway. Green out of his windup, the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a curve. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Two hits and 3 times up. off of it. It's outside. One ball and two strikes. They have had four pitchers in the ball game at Fenway Park in the last half of the fifth inning. The White Sox have used four: Herbert, Peter, and Sandy, and now Eddie Fisher. Jim Hickman grabs his leadoff first base. Frank Torrey holds against him. The infield is sliding a bit toward left. The pitch to Mantilla. The runner goes. The pitch outside. The peg, the flag. Safe. Stolen base. Jim Hickman sliding in the stolen base. Throw by Clay Dalrymple was on the second base side of the bag. And it wasn't close as Hickman sets himself up in scoring position. Now the tie-breaking run is in scoring position as Jim Hickman steals second. And the count 2-2 on Felix Mantilla. New York, 5 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. The Phillies, 5 runs, 5 hits and 1 error. Each team charged with 1 miscue in the field, and each miscue led to 1 run. Right here, the Mets are hoping that the Philly miscue will lead to more than one. Now Mantilla asks for time and steps out as Dallas Green takes too long in looking in. Green, a 6'5" right-hander from Newport, Delaware. Looks at the runner, then pitches, swing, and misses, struck him out. He got into the sidearm fastball. The Mets tie up the game in the sixth inning. 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, 1 left on. And now at the end of 5.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 5 and the Philadelphia Phillies 5. They ask any manager in the league, and he's sure to agree. The true test of a good hitter is his batting average against second-string pitching. No, sir, it's how well he does against the ace pitchers around the league. And top-flight competition is the true test of a cigarette, too. That's why we say, smoke all 7 leading filter cigarettes. You'll find some taste too strong. They might as well not have a filter at all. And others taste too light. They take all the man-sized flavor out of smoking. But I'll bet dollars to donuts your taste will tell you. Viceroy bets 1,000 against all comers. Because Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
If your filter cigarette is tasting too strong, don't you sometimes wonder if your brand is wrong?
Well, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong.
Not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That affords us the opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is your New York Mets station in Schenectady, WGY 810 on your dial.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from County Mac Stadium. And the Phillies have their first baseman, Frank Torrey, as the first hitter up against Ken McKenzie. Ken, the Canadian-born left-hander who was given a bonus this time by the Milwaukee organization, has been the busiest relief pitcher among the Met hurlers. The left-hander winds and pitches, strike one call. This is the eighth outing for Ken McKenzie. 4 of his last 5 times out, McKenzie has pitched very well. He comes into a tie ball game right now. It's either win or lose. And the pitcher on the way, a drive in the air to right center field, hit hard for a base hit. Taken on a hop by Jim Hickman, and Torrey swings. He's on with a long single. Fuck. second, one man down. The game tied 5-5. Lefty Ken McKenzie delivers a strike on the inside corner. We'll run all the scores for you at the end of the inning. Felix Mantilla trying to slide in behind the base runner, Frank Torrey. Here's the pitch by McKenzie, and he had to hit the dirt to get out of the way of that one. High and inside. One ball and one strike. Now Ken McKenzie, the bespectacled left-hander, kicks, delivers. Zips are right in there. A call, strike two. One ball and his strike. Here in 30 games at Louisville, Ken won 6 while losing 4, and his earned run mark was 3.6. After batting for a bonus, he went right out to Atlanta in Double-A and won 14, lost 6. The 1-2 delivery, strike 3 called, and Dallas Green is caught looking. Kinsey seems to be getting a little bit quicker with each outing. There are two away, and it brings up Tony Taylor, the second baseman and leadoff hitter. Tony Taylor has been up 3 times, twice has drawn a walk, otherwise failed to connect. He flies to center. His only official time up. Batting at 229, right-hand hitter batting out of a crowd. In comes the pitch to him, a blazing fastball inside. One ball and no strike. Charlie Neal shaded towards second. Actually, they play Taylor to hit the ball up the middle. Taylor batting out of an overly closed stance, bends from the waist. Constantly pushes that bat around. That's right in there for a call strike. One ball and one strike. We have a good one going, tied up 5-5. The Phillies are hitting in their half of the sixth inning. Now Sammy Taylor, crouching behind the plate, signs for the next delivery. 1-1 on Tony Taylor. Down comes the pitch. Inside and low, 2-1. Frank Torrey led off the home sixth inning with a line single to right center field. Now McKenzie up in pitching position, deals 2-1, a fastball over on the inside edge. White Sox, Boston Red Sox. Frank Bauman is now in the pitch for Chicago in the fifth inning. They have now had 5 pitchers in there in the last half of the fifth. Now McKenzie makes the stop. Down comes the pitch, and it's flexed foul high in the air, veering off toward the crowd. It'll be in the upper deck, out of play, off the right field line. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tony Taylor. Remember, a day game tomorrow and a doubleheader Sunday, then 3 single games out in Chicago with the Cubs on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we'll all be back in New York at the Polo Grounds on next Friday night. Bernie Tebbets and the Milwaukee Braves coming in. See where Hank Aaron really broke out of his batting slump in a big way in the game yesterday here against the Phillies. He had 2 home runs, a double, and a triple, 4 hits in the game, and despite that, the Phillies won the ball game. McKenzie, 2-2 on Tony Taylor, pitches. Foul, this is down the right field line, toward the seats and out of play. So the individual duel between left-hander Ken McKenzie and second baseman Tony Taylor continues on in this tie game in the last half of the sixth inning. Thank you. cut in behind. The base runner Frank Torrey at second. Hickman striding toward right center against Taylor. A line drive down left field line. Picked up by Tony Taylor. Around third, heading in is Frank Torrey. Taylor headed for second. The throw coming in, not in time. It's a run scoring double. Leading off in the seventh inning against Dallas Green. Waxes foul back
play and catching the ball. It fouled on the third baseline. They count strike two on Charlie Neal. In that last half of the fifth inning at Fenway Park, the Red Sox scored 12 runs. They were trailing 4-0 as they came into the last of the fifth inning. They faced Ray Herbert, Gary Peters, Don Fanny, Eddie Fisher, and Frank Bauman, and they scored 12 runs. They now lead 12-4 at the end of five. Two-strike delivery to Charlie Neal. He lays off of it. It's inside and low. One ball and two strikes. Who was it that said their keeper bounded us? Dallas Green, the 6'5 right-hander, winds and pitches. Swing. Struck him out. He got Charlie with a high heart. Dallas Green, 26-year-old right-hander from Newport, Delaware, is turning in a very strong relief job. One away, nobody on. Here's Frank Thomas. Frank has a perfect night at the plate. Belted his 8th home run of the year in the first inning with 2 men on, up drive into the upper deck. Since then, has walked and singled. Fouled back to the screen, strike one. Here in Philadelphia, we're in the 7th inning. The Mets one behind. They trail 6-5. Ryan Gold, extra dry. Happy to be sending you the play-by-play, night and day, home and away. Flashed foul outside the bag down the left field line. No play in the count, strike two on Frank Thomas. Blowing from third across toward first, favoring the left-hand hitter. Frank right up on top of that plate. Real good pull hitter. And the Philly infield is way around the left. Sidearm breaking ball outside. One ball and two strikes. Dallas Green came on to replace starter Jim Owens back in the third inning. He relieved with nobody out in the third. He has given up one run, which was unearned, and allowed only three hits. Pitching, one and two. Outside and low. Again, Frank strides and then checks up, and it's two balls and two strikes. Don Demeter, deep behind the bag at third, practically playing the line against Frank Thomas. Ruben Amaro over in the hole at short. Tony Taylor almost behind second. Now the pitch. Off-speed delivery is fouled on a check swing out of play over toward the dugout. on Gil Hodges. Dallas Green, not wasting a moment, winds and pitches a drive through the hole, a base at the left field. Gil goes down at first, takes the turn, holds up there as Les Covington and fires the ball back in. That's the ninth hit of the game now for the New York Mets and the fourth off Dallas Green. It brings up Gus Bell. The tying run. Gil Hodges on first. There are two away. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Ground ball caps slowly back to the mound. Picked up easily by Green. He throws to first in time. No run. One hit. No errors. One left off. Dallas Green now in 5 innings of relief. He's given up just one unearned run. He has been strong. And now it's seventh inning stretch time. At the end of 6.5 innings, the score, the Phillies 6 and the New York Mets 5. So, well, here it is now, the seventh inning. We were in New York, Ralph. I know what that call for. Yeah, they call for good old Feingold Rheingold. Rheingold extra drive. You know, any time really calls for Rheingold, it makes any wonderful day just a little more wonderful. But you know that figure, because Rheingold is the drive here. Yes, sir, two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is the happy choice of business. Extra dry tells you why Rheingold is through the long, slow, costlier way. It tastes crisp and bright and clean, clear through. Yes, Rheingold is my beer. And it's a dry beer, so why not join them? Those millions who enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold, and join them as we bring you more of the baseball action. The Phillies will have the heart of their batting order coming up against Ken McKenzie. The game tomorrow, it's Al Jackson to pitch for the Mets. Al shut out the Phillies last time out. He hurled a strong 8-hit shutout. He walked only one man. His opponent tomorrow will be the veteran breaking ball pitcher, Calvin Coolidge McClitch. Johnny Callison, 1-for-3 in the game, singled to right center in the first, reached safely on an error in the third. To call third strike in the fourth inning. That's left-handed, and he can run. Drive in the air to left field. Frank Thomas getting toward the line is there. He makes the catch, one man down. Johnny Callison jumping on the first one, thrown by Ken McKenzie, but he lines up. One away, nobody on. That'll bring up Wes Covington. Delivers, and it's a ground ball. Oh. shortstop. Mantilla picks it out of the dirt. Takes the hot just as bad as that. Good 1-2-3 inning for Ken McKenzie, and the Phillies are out of there with no runs, no hits, no errors, and left on. And so at the end of seven, the score at Johnny Mack Stadium, the Phillies 6 and the New York Mets 5. Mets will be back at the Polo Grounds on Friday night, 1 week from tonight, May 11th. They'll be opening a four-game weekend series against the Milwaukee Braves. Hank Aaron has been mired in a tough batting slump, but he broke out of that slump in a tremendous way. The game against the Phillies right here in Philadelphia yesterday. He had two home runs, a triple, and a double, and yet the Phillies won the ball game. But Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, Joe Adcock, Warren Spahn, all the members of the star-studded cast, the Milwaukee Braves, will be coming into New York for a four-game weekend series Friday night, a big doubleheader on Saturday, and a single game on Sunday, May 13th. You know, Ralph, Sunday, May 13th, a week from this Sunday, will be Mother's Day, and I think it'd be a wonderful idea on Mother's Day if the whole family can kind of get together and take Mom out to brunch around 11:30 or 12 and come out on out to the Polo Grounds for that Sunday afternoon game between the Mets and Braves.
Well, every day should be Mother's Day, I think, Bob, but that would certainly be a wonderful way to celebrate and get out and see some nice baseball and the fresh air and see, hey, that Milwaukee club is really loaded with talent, aren't they?
And Hank Aaron, all he had was two home runs, a double and a triple, breaking out of that slump yesterday.
He broke out of it for good. He had a great day. Well, we're moving to the top of the eighth inning. The ball game 6-5 in favor of Philadelphia. And coming up now against Dallas Green, the New York Mets, Sammy Taylor. Sammy Taylor, 0-for-2 today. He walked along with two ground outs. Batting from the left-hand side. Green throws a fastball. It's fouled tip, strike one. Well, Dallas Green came on in the ball game after two men were on in the third inning and no one out. And he's done a fine job in relief with Jim Owens. He's the man on record right now as far as the win and loss is concerned. Billy's out in front by one while he was pitching. That would certainly be a wonderful way to celebrate and get out and see some nice baseball and the fresh air and see, hey, that Milwaukee club is really loaded with talent, aren't they?
And Hank Aaron, all he had was two home runs, a double and a triple, and breaking out of that slump yesterday.
He broke out of it for good. He had a great day. Well, we're moving to the top of the eighth inning. The ball game 6-5 in favor of Philadelphia. And coming up now against Dallas Green, for the New York Mets, Sammy Taylor. Sammy Taylor, 0-for-2 today. He walked along with two ground outs. Batting from the left-hand side. Green throws a fastball. It's foul tip, strike one. Well, Dallas Green came on in the ball game after two men were on in the third inning and no one out. And he's done a fine job in relief with Jim Owens. He's the man on record right now as far as the win and loss is concerned. Billy's out in front by one while he was pitching. Next pitch is down low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Sammy Taylor, Don Zimmer, and they will send up a pinch hitter possibly as their third man. Ball three, and this time Dallas Green misses inside. Three balls and one strike. Two right-handers in the bullpen for the New York Mets, Dave Hillman and Bob Miller. A 3-1 pitch to Sammy Taylor. Hit hard on the ground to the first baseman off his chest. Torrey picks it up, goes to the pitcher's covering in time. Oh, Frank Torrey, seeming to come up with the ball cleanly, kept it near him. Went over and picked it up and got his man. One up and one down, and here is Don Zimmer. Don broke his long batting slump with a two-base hit off of the third baseman. And he is 1-for-3 here today. Scored. That was the time run until the Phillies went out in front in the bottom half of the sixth to make it 6-5. Big hard swing by Zimmer. Strike one. It's been a seesaw game all the way. The Mets out in front with three runs in the top of the first. The Phillies then took over the lead 4-3 when they scored four. Then
The Mets tied it up in the top of the third. So he's been out in front of the bottom of the third by a score of 5-4. High fly ball hits the center field. This will chase Sammy's back, but he is there. Now under the ball, he makes the catch. Two men out now. And we'll see if manager Casey Stengel is going to pitch in. Jim Marshall coming out of the dugout into the on-deck circle, picking up the rosin. So we'll have a new pitcher in the ball game, and Jim Marshall bats for the pitcher, Ken McKenzie. Jim Marshall, a long ball hitter in the batter's box. He's a left-handed batter. And Jim brings in a .345 record. He has hit three home runs on the season. Has bat only 29 times now, so he's averaged better than a home run every 10 times up. Pace, if it could be kept up, which would lead you to about 50 home runs a year. Of course, the secret is to keep it up. Jim Marshall set to go against Dallas Green. Two men out to score 6-5 Philadelphia. And there's a drive to center field. This will chase Savage back, but not far enough. As he gets to it, and he makes the catch.
Tune to WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson on the play-by-play, sending you the game from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. And the score of the ball game, 6-5 of the New York Mets, change pitchers. And Dave Elvin takes his warm-up doctors on the mound. This will be Hellman's third appearance for the New York Mets. He has worked so far 2 2/3 innings, giving up two hits, allowing one run, that run earned. He has no record, no wins, and no losses. He replaced Ken McKenzie, who worked two innings, giving up one run. He's a pitcher record. And he allowed only two hits. While striking out one and walking none. So the Mets fail by one. Phillies coming to bat in the bottom half of the eighth inning. They will send up Don Demeter, Frank Torrey, and Ruben Amaro. And as a precautionary measure for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short gets up in the bullpen for Gene Mock. Now Don Demeter in the batter's box, 0-3, a right-handed batter. Hellman's first pitch, a fastball, is fouled back on the screen, strike one. Hellman was acquired by the New York Mets from the roster of the Syracuse Ball Club in the International League. He was actually the property of the Boston Red Sox, and he was with the Cincinnati Reds in spring training for a look. They returned him to the Red Sox, and the Red Sox sent him to Syracuse, where the Mets picked him up. He started in the major leagues with the Chicago Cubs. A one-strike pitch by Hellman in the dirt, ball one. In the day game, Cal McClure scheduled to go for the Philadelphia Phillies against Al Jackson for the New York Mets. Jackson. pitched and pitched an eight-hit shutout against Philadelphia in the Fuller Ground for his one victory. Curveball, one on a miss, strike two. Demeter completely fooled on the pitch, one ball and two strikes. Now warming up for the New York Mets alongside of Miller, Jay Hook. Jay just warming up for a possible start on Sunday, though. Wolford up in place of Miller in the bullpen for New York. Pitch outside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes as Hillman misses with a change of pace. Manager Casey Stengel indicated that Bob Moorhead might possibly start one of the games of the four-game series. Does a smash down the third. The ball after he caught it carried him into foul territory at the deep third base position. His long throw, a good one to Gil Hodges, and Demeter is out. And it brings up Frank Joy. So he singled in the sixth inning, and his single led to the go-ahead run scored by the Phillies as he scored when Tony Gaynor looped the single to left field. And put the Phillies out in front 6-5. He's a left-handed batter. 1-3 in the ninth. First pitch by Hellman, a called strike. A breaking ball down around the knee. Strike one. Dory flied out to deep right field. And Gus Bell made a fine catch in the ball in the first inning. Then he lined out to center. So he hit the ball well all night long. Brother with a Milwaukee ball club, who's a catcher. There's a bunt down a third base line. It's a free fair. He's got a base hit. Zimmer doesn't even make a play in the ball. It's a base hit. The base hit to Floyd. Well, Frank Joy, seeing Zimmer in a deep position at third base, laid down a perfect bunt. There was nobody in the world who could have thrown him out, and he picked up his second hit of the game. Ball rolled right near the line. All down, finally picked up by Zimmer right at third base. No story at first base with one out of Ruben Amaral, the batter. He throws his bat at the ball, pops it in the shallow right field. Bell coming on, makes the catch, a throw to first base in time, a double play. Frank Dory thinks the ball might drop in, got too far down the line, then couldn't get back. Bell made the catch, it's a double play. And that retires inside. In the inning for the Philadelphia Phillies, no runs on one hit, no errors, no one left in the score. At the end of eight innings of play, the Philadelphia Phillies 6, the New York Mets 5. Well, now let's check the scores in the other games in the Major Leagues. In the National League, at the end of 4.5 innings, it's all tied up 4-4. Houston and Milwaukee. What a check to stutter. Now Al Bruce is in. Henley going for Milwaukee. Home run by Hal Smith in the fifth with one on, scoring two runs for Houston. In a night game in Pittsburgh, Los Angeles and Pittsburgh, the Pirates have a 4-0 lead at the end of seven. Bob Friend is out of the game. He was a starter. Olivo is in now. Padre started for the Dodgers. He is out. Roebuck is in. In an afternoon game, San Francisco won their 10th straight game as they defeated the Cubs 11-6. Harris was a winning pitcher for San Francisco. Ellsworth was the loser. Cepeda hit his eighth home run of the season. That's batting for the Major League lead in the second with no one on. Williams had one in the first with no one on for Chicago. In a night game, St. Louis and Cincinnati. Cincinnati out in front 3-0 at the end of 6.5. O'Toole going for the Reds. Jackson started for the Cardinals. Correcci is now in the game in the sixth inning. A home run by Robinson in the second with no one on. Cardinals in the third with no one on. And Pinson in the fourth with no one on. And now as we go to the top of the ninth inning, here is Bob Murphy to give you the play-by-play. He'll also fill you in on the American League scores as we move along.
Thank you very kindly, Ralph. Jim Hickman starts off the New York Mets hopes now here in the ninth inning as he faces right-hander Dallas Green. Green, the tall right-hander, pitches, bounce foul at the count, strike one. We're in the ninth. New York trailing by 1-6-5 in what has been an exciting ball game all the way. The American League, Minnesota. Minnesota beat Detroit 4-2 in a day game. Red Sox lead Chicago 12-5 after 5.5. Kansas City got 5 in the second inning against Cleveland. They lead 5-0 over Cleveland after 2. Ball inside, one ball and one strike on Jim Hickman. Jim has 2 hits in 4 times up. He singled in the first inning tonight, later scored, and singled in the third and later scored. Jim has good power, and he's a full hitter. They play him around toward left. Dallas Green winds and pitches. A drive hit hard toward short of base and beyond the reach of Ruben Amaro. Hickman around first, and the tying run is on. Nobody out in the ninth inning. Hickman collecting his 3rd hit of the game. Now the tying run is on in the ninth. Now Gene Mock has signaled for base reliever Jack Paulson to start warming up in a hurry. Felix Mantilla stepping in. Don Demeter comes in very close to third, anticipating the bunt. Frank Torrey holds against the runner, Jim Hickman. Hickman, a tall, slender right-hander, has good running speed. He stole a base earlier in the ballgame. At Pittsburgh, the Dodgers scored 3 in the 8th inning. It's now Pittsburgh 4, the Dodgers 3 at the end of 7.5 innings. Right here at 6-5, Philadelphia, Jim Hickman has led off the ninth inning with a base hit to left center. Felix Mantilla, 2-for-4 in the game. They look for the bunt. In comes the pitch. He bunts, but it's fouled on the first base line, strike one. time taken, and Sally Hemus wants to talk to Jim Hickman, the runner on second. For Felix Mantilla, his third hit of the game, a Texas leaguer into short left field.
Ashburn.
Emmett are even with the bag at third. Now the pitch. The runners go. The pitch is ball four, and the bases are loaded. Jim Hicks throws on the pitch. Nash first takes it. Ball four to load the bases.
Filter cigarettes.
Play the percentages, my friend, and you're sure to come up with Viceroy. Prove it for yourself. Smoke all seven leading filter cigarettes and be on the ball bouncer. And I'll bet you'll find some taste too strong, some taste too light. But Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right, fans. Better cheese to Viceroy. And now for the wrap-up on tonight's game, let's swing over to Ralph Kiner. Well, it was a ball game that was wrapped up, actually, in the first and ninth inning. In the first inning, the Mets got out in front with three runs. The Phillies scored four to take over, and from there on, it seesawed back and forth. The ninth inning, a very exciting one. The New York Mets trailing by one run, loaded the bases with no one out. But, fortunately, for Dallas Green, who pitched seven fine innings, giving up only one run, that run unearned, he got out the big man, Frank Thomas, who previously had a home run and a single. And then he got Gil Hodges to hit a hard ground ball into a double play, and that ended the ball game. The winning run in the ball game was scored in the sixth inning by the Philadelphia Phillies when Frank Joy singled to center field. He was sacrificed to second base, where he later scored when Tony Taylor drove in the winning run with a single to left field. Roger Craig started the ball game for the New York Mets. He worked, actually, officially to nobody. He got no one out, but he was charged with four runs, giving up two hits. He pitched a total of four batters. Sherman Jones then came on, and he worked five innings, giving up one run on three hits. Then it was Ken McKenzie, pitcher number three, who worked two innings, and he gave up one run on two hits. Dave Hellman finished out, working one inning, allowing only one base hit, scoring no runs off of him. A home run by Frank Thomas in the first, the big blow for the New York Mets. That was his eighth of the season, and he drove in three runs with it that gave him a total of 14 RBIs. Another run driven in by Charlie Neal. He has 10, and that was on the sacrifice fly to center field. For the Philadelphia Phillies, Ted Savage had a home run, his first Major League home run in the first inning off of Roger Craig, and he drove in two runs as there was a man on base. And that just about does it for the ball game today. Tomorrow, McGlinch will schedule his schedule to go against the New York Mets in a day game starting at 1:30. He'll be opposed by Al Jackson if the starting pitches that are picked by the managers of the respective clubs go through. So another ball game tomorrow, a doubleheader on Sunday, and that's just about it for baseball here. And that wraps up another New York Mets game. We certainly hope you enjoyed it. Viceroy certainly enjoyed bringing it your way. Looking at our schedule once again, we see the Mets will face the Philadelphia Phillies here at Connie Mack Stadium at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon.